This Sunday, April 15th, we have a Northern Dodgeball Tournament for all of Marquette and anyone that wants to come. It's benefiting the Special Olympics, and you just create a team of 6 to 8 people, and it's $200 per team, and you come out and play dodgeball.
It's going to go on all day.
Yep. So as long as, however long it takes to get all the teams through, it's best 2 out of 3 games, and there'll be a winners and losers bracket, so it'll be really fun. If you lose, you still have another chance to play.
How many teams are in so far?
So far we have 5, but hopefully we're going to get a lot more the day of. That's the plan anyways. People like to do things last minute.
Yeah, I think that you will get some.
Yeah.
But if you're listening out there and you think you might want to play dodgeball, get a team together. There's still plenty of time.
Definitely. Always time.
And you can bring your team on Sunday and sign up then. And we should say that the $200 entrance fee sounds like a lot, but the point really is to get people to pledge money towards you.
Yes, correct. To go out and try and go to local businesses and find sponsors. And the local businesses have been really awesome to us in donating prizes and gift certificates like that to our donation packages. For you all who play for second and third, all get prizes. And best team name and best costume get prizes as well. So I'm sure a business would be more than willing to help sponsor you.
Yeah, and if not, if it's me and I'm going to ask my friends and coworkers, do you want to play dodgeball? If they say no, I'm going to say, okay, fork over $10, $20, pledge to us and help us out. Because you know what, especially in an office or any kind of work environment, there's always people that want to sell tickets to this raffle or that thing for their kid or whatever's going on. And that's fine. I'm a soft touch for that. I admit that.
Yeah.
But I go back to people and I say, come on, it's my turn now.
Yep.
So, you know, if you've got somebody that that you can put the bite on and you can get a dodgeball team together.
Definitely.
Yeah, put the bite on them.
Yeah, it'll be super fun. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah, so I can tell. Yeah.
Come on out.
It should be fun. It's going to be at NMU.
Yep, in the basketball courts in the PEEF. And if you don't know where that is, I'm sure you do, but it's by Presque Isle Ave, I'm pretty sure. And you can go in the PEEF, and if you're having trouble finding it, just ask someone there, and they can direct you in our way.
Yeah, and I think now you have to go in on 3rd Street, or no, Fair Avenue, right off of 3rd Street.
Okay.
Yeah, go in there, and then go to the front door of the PEEF and ask about the dodgeball tournament.
Yeah.
And what time does that start?
It starts at 9 a.m.
Okay, so people, teams that have not registered yet should get there.
Yep, their registration is from 9 to 10, and then the tournament itself will start at 10:30.
Are you going to be an official?
No, I'm going to be like managing, but we do have some of the criminal justice members who are in the association. They'll be reffing. So,
it sounds like a ball. Sounds like fun. Yeah. Yeah. So again, if you're listening and you're thinking about, you know what, I think I want to play dodgeball. Yeah. Get your folks together, get people together. And again, how many people on a team?
6 to 8. And you can always have more, but you can really only have 6 on the court at the same time. So to get everyone to play, 6 to 8 would be a pretty good number.
Mm-hmm. And then they all need to get pledges. So you get get the $200 and you can go to where online?
www.firstgiving.com/NMU/dodgeball. And you can go there and register, or you can just come in the day of and pay there and we'll get you registered. And we have ordered extra shirts, so we can't guarantee them. But if you do register and we have shirts, you get a free shirt with your registration.
Ah, excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can go, if you're looking to donate to this, even if you don't know of a team, go to firstgiving.com.
Yeah, definitely.
/NMU/dodgeball.
And there are some teams signed up, and you can just donate to them. And it's very beneficial, and it benefits Special Olympics, so.
One thing I want to mention, Special Olympics Special Games are coming up in May, I believe, at Mount Pleasant.
Correct, yes.
And it is incredible what Special Olympics does for the athletes.
Yeah, it really is. It helps them out with travel and just any expense they need, and it's such a great cause, and those kids enjoy it so much, and it really is helpful.
Yeah, and they learn so much.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, they gain so many life skills and just the ability to achieve and learn and how to do things. And there's so many coaches and most of the stuff is volunteer from what I understand. Yes. So they're coaching the kids and helping them out. But the big Olympics is going to be this summer. So that's another thing that I want to let people know about. If you haven't been down to Mount Pleasant, if you're interested in all, go down and take a look at SOMI.org, SOMI.org. We'll tell you when the Olympics are. And it just does so much. So you guys are great for helping out with the dodgeball tournament.
We're really happy to be doing it. And like you said, it's such a great benefit. And I mean, it's people like us in our association and people who come play dodgeball that help that program keep going. So I would encourage it.
Yeah, so if you think you want to play dodgeball, that's on Sunday from start out at 9 o'clock at the PEIF building, the PEIF at Northern. Come in on the Fair Avenue driveway there and bring your team in and register and bring $200. Again, you need to get pledges, as many pledges as you can. There's plenty of time for that, and you get a T-shirt.
You do, yeah. Indeed. So, and they're really cool looking. I love them. I got one.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Kelsey, for coming in today again. And